Good morning, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat House. It is the 20th of July, 2022, and today I'm going to continue my teaching on prayer, which I started last week. In fact, this is turned into a four-part series, and I'm doing that because it's quite a meaty subject, and I've got some principles I'm wanting to lay a foundation on today, but then next week I'm wanting to give you some practical tips on how to apply those foundations. And so just a quick refresher, last week we looked at what the purpose of prayer is, we looked at what prayer should be, and that it's not a long list of groceries or a long list of requirements or complaints to God, but rather more just fellowship and communion and relationship with God. We did learn that there is an aspect of asking when it comes to prayer, because there's scriptural evidence to prove that. And so, but that it shouldn't be the bulk of our prayer life or the only reason that we actually spend time with God. And so today I'm wanting to look at that aspect that I've just touched on now, where we ask God for certain things. And I'm going to stretch you a little bit today, but the keys that I'm wanting to share with you today have been absolutely instrumental in changing my life, and certainly I've seen it applied in other people's lives. But what I've found is that it leads to a much more effective prayer life. And I'm not saying it's the only way to pray, and I'm really wanting to stress that today, but I really believe that these keys are able to transform our prayer lives and make them a lot more effective. And so I'm wanting to the first thing I'm wanting to look at is the fact that I realized that as I went along and started studying and learning a little bit more, that I was praying for a lot of things that had already been done for me on the cross or through the cross. And for the purposes of this statement, I'm wanting to look at the verse in Isaiah 53, verse 4 to 6, which says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." The thing I want to highlight about that verse is that it's totally written in the past tense. And if you look at the last sentence, it says, "By his stripes we are healed," which speaks of the fact that it is already done. And so I know that we all understand that Jesus died for our sins to be forgiven. But with more study, you'll see that he actually did so much more for us on the cross, and that there's so much more available to us through the cross. But I think the challenge is to know how to actually apply that or gain access to that, as opposed to asking for it again, because it really is asking for something that has already been done for us. And so I don't want you to worry, yeah, because I am going to go into a lot more practical advice on how to apply that. But I just wanted you to mull over that this week and just look at it and test it and see if you agree. The second thing I'm wanting to look at is that God gave us the authority and the instructions to actually deal with a lot of the stuff that I was praying to him for. And for the purposes of this statement, I'm going to be looking at three verses today. The first one is Luke 10, verse 17. Just to give you some context, this is where Jesus sends out the additional 70 people to go and preach the gospel and do great works. And I think it's such a beautiful verse. I've actually never read it in so much detail, but listen to how excited they are when they get back to give him a report. It says, and this is, sorry, just to reiterate, it's Luke 10, verse 17. It says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.'" I just must stress that, "in your name. And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.'" And what I want to highlight there is that it says, "I give you the authority," and that is over all the power of the enemy. The second verse I want to look at there is Mark 16, verse 15 to 18. And this is after Jesus is raised from the dead and he reveals himself to his disciples. And listen to what he says. Yeah, this is the Great Commission. He says, "And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." Again, I need to highlight there, it says that those who believe, and that in his name, they will cast out demons, and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. The third verse I want to look at there is Acts 1, verse 8. And this is obviously speaking of that baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, we look at it says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. In James 4, verse 7, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I want to just stress something or highlight something in all four of these verses. He speaks of the authority and the power that he has given us. And at no point in any of these verses, if you look at them carefully, it doesn't say that we will pray to God and he will. If I look at the first one, it says, I give you the authority. It doesn't say you need to ask God to pray or pray to God over the power of the enemy. He's given us the authority over the enemy. In the second one, it says, those who believe and in my name, it says they will cast out demons and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. In James 4, it says, resist the devil and you will flee. It doesn't say pray to God and God will resist the devil. And so what I'm trying to highlight here is that we really have been given through the Holy Spirit so much power, and that we're able to deal with a lot of what we're praying to God for. We've been given the authority to deal with on our own. And I really do believe that this can be the difference between a very successful prayer life or effective prayer life and a non-effective prayer life. The last thing I want to look at today, and I'm really leaving you with these three points because I want you to mull them over this week, is that in Mark 11, verse 22 to 23, and yeah, the context here is that Jesus, the day before, had cursed the fig tree for not having any fruit on it. And the following day, Peter notices it and comments. And this is Jesus's response to him. He says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And I know that a lot of you before have heard the phrase where people say, speak to your mountain about your God and not to God about your mountain. And I think this is just stressing my previous point where we've been given so much authority in Jesus' name. But that we're able to speak to the mountain. This verse doesn't say, I say to you that whoever says to God, please move this mountain. It says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And I'm going to go into this a lot more practically next week as well. But I want to show you that we are often, very often, we're praying to God about our mountain. And yet, like I've just shown you, he's already died for so much for us already on the cross. It's done. But also, he's given us authority. And so I want you to just think on these things this week. They really are a bit foundational. But then next week, as I say, I'm going to go into a lot more detail on them. But I wanted to just make you aware of the fact that through the Holy Spirit and through Jesus, we have so much available to us. And I'm wanting to teach you to apply that in your prayer life. And I'm just hoping that you'll have a blessed week and that this really will minister to you. And then I will speak to you again the following week. Have an awesome, awesome week. Chat then.